Such a short distance. In such a long time. And they're still coming. Slowly but surely. You notice how quickly the Brijvasis that are locals, they can cross it like it's nothing. So as you see ahead of us, this is the village of Chitradevi, one of the eight principal gopis, along with Lalita and Vishakha. We visited the home of Lalita Devi in Unchagaon. And we saw at a distance Sonera, the village of Sudevi, and this is the village of Chitradevi, called Jiksoli. From where we were at Unchagaon, we couldn't see because it's on the other side of one of the hills of Varsana. So the day after Krishna and the cowherd boys were defeated and put to shame by the gopis, they had their own retaliation plan. They snuck over in Chiksoli early in the morning before anybody they thought was going to get up. And they went into the storeroom of Chitradevi's parents and started eating all the dairy products, yogurt and butter and ghee. But the gopis weren't unintelligent. They're very intelligent. Chitradevi knew that Krishna would try something. So she was doing the night watch. And she saw the cowherd boys inside the storeroom, and so she locked it from the outside and closed the door tightly. And she went to get all of her gopi friends. And the cowherd boys, they were in big distress. Krishna, look, we came in here with you and we thought we would be okay. But now we're locked in. What should we do? Krishna! Krishna pointed up towards the ceiling. There's a little ventilation area for the dairy products to get fresh air so they wouldn't spoil. So they piled up different objects and they climbed out the window for safety. Well, actually, almost all of them. There was one chubby one named Madhu Mangal. He had a big belly from eating too many sweets. And he couldn't fit through the window. The front part of his body fit through the window. But the back part of his body didn't fit through the window. So when the gopis came back, they thought they had caught the boys red-handed, but much to their surprise, they were all gone. Then they looked up in the ceiling and there was one big bulging object sticking out of the window. And it was the bottom of Madhu Mangal. So they got sticks and started beating his bottom. And every time he was hit, he called, Hare Krishna! Krishna, please help me! But Krishna had gone away. And Krishna didn't hear his call, at least apparently. And so the gopis managed to pull him back out this way. Because that part of his body fit through the window. And they took him up to Krishna Kund, where we're going next. And they tied his sika to a string, put the string over a limb of a tree, and started pulling on the tree. And every time they pulled on the string, Mother Mangal would call, Hare Krishna! Krishna, come, please help me! Krishna heard his cry, and we'll hear what Krishna did when we get to Krishna Kund. So it looks like we've all crossed. Here come some gopis with their dairy products on their heads. Some things just don't change. When we crossed, I went on the upper area, but you can see plainly there's some marks that it said where Krishna's, when Krishna was circled by the gopis, his turban fell off, and there's a mark on the gully area where Krishna's turban landed. So this is a genuine pastime place of Radha and Krishna. So we'll go next to Krishna Kund. Very, very nice place. Lots of monkeys. Bring your monkey sticks. And we'll have some nice guitar there.